Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Keeping Up with the Chaldeans. I'm Anthony Toma, your host, and today I'm here with Steve Fumia, the owner and operator of Easy Dry Restoration. How's it going, Steve?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Why don't you start off by telling us what Easy Dry does and how you got involved.
So Easy Dry is a restoration company. We specialize in demos and dry outs for water damage in homes and businesses. I actually got involved with this business. I actually started out as a CPA. I'm still a CPA, but I've always wanted to be a business owner of my own. Mm-hmm. And I was on franchise.com looking for a franchise to start a business, and everything on there was either food companies or restoration companies. So I started talking to a restoration company, and then I decided, you know what, I don't need to pay a restoration franchisee for something that most people don't get name recognition from. Most people don't know the company that I was looking at was Restoration One.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have a lot of name branding. A lot
right.
of people don't know that name. So I said, why am I going to pay a franchise when I could start
Do
my
it
own
myself.
Business?
Yeah.
Create my own business name. And
is that what you did?
So, yeah.
You started from scratch then?
Started from scratch.
Okay.
And my very first house that I did was my grandpa's house.
Okay.
Uncle called me and said, be right over.
Yep.
And Mike actually helped me on that first job too, and that's how we got started. And I've got my partner Mike is in the business with me.
Okay. And then how did you and Mike come to partnering up?
Mike and I were friends before, and
mm-hmm. You're still friends?
Oh yeah, still friends
right.
now today.
Yeah, okay.
Actually better friends now.
All right, awesome.
He's been in construction for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got all the knowledge with in terms of construction, when houses need to get rebuilt,
mm-hmm.
Anything that structurally that needs addressing, he's our go-to guy.
Okay. And then so talk about what actual the service is that you provide.
So the service we provide is we do demos and dryouts. So say your house has a flood in it.
Mm-hmm. What would cause the flood? Like, give me a few examples of what
dishwasher line can come loose. Mm-hmm. Just maintenance over time. Those things wear. You get joints on the plumbing that come loose. Pipes freeze. You get backups in your basement.
Mm-hmm.
Water
backups can get caused by sump pumps and that?
Sump pump, sewer, heavy rains, a lot of different ways you can get water in your home.
Fire.
And, yeah, we do fires too, but okay. Generally we're dealing with water damage.
Okay.
So if you get water in your home for whatever reason, there's a million different reasons it can happen.
Yep.
We tear the things out that need to get torn out, and we dry it out. And we work directly with your insurance company to make sure that you're getting everything back in order, get your life back in order.
So working directly with the insurance companies, you are on the customer side of things, right? You handle the customer side. You're pro customer, not pro insurance, right?
Correct. So the first thing a lot of people do when they get water in their home is they'll call their insurance company, and their insurance company will say, oh, we got a restoration company for you. We'll have them come out there in the next hour or two, and they've got a company out there at their house that's doing work for them. But they don't realize that company is working for the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
They're making sure that they're doing everything to protect the insurance company.
Yep.
We work directly for the customers, the clients. You call us on a job, we're working for you.
Mm-hmm.
We follow the rules of the insurance company. We do everything that they've put in place and they've got outlined and follow their parameters, but we make sure that the customer's not missing out on anything.
Yeah.
You know, you might look at your floor and think it's okay. Insurance company says, oh, it's fine, but you could have mold and bacteria growing under there. If it needs to come out, it needs to come out. And
yeah.
We're making sure that we're fighting for the customer to get everything that they deserve. And usually you have one big claim in your life, if that.
Yeah.
So you don't want to screw it up and have the wrong people out there.
Right. And then so talk about what a public adjuster is compared to like an insurance adjuster.
So we work with a few public adjusters as well. So a public adjuster works directly for the client as well. So if your insurance company comes out and says you've got $10,000 in damage, you might think, no, I know that this other item is damaged. This is damaged. I think it's worth $30,000. Well, a public adjuster is an independent, doesn't work for your insurance company, doesn't work for us. He just looks at the damage independently and says, yeah, I can take this on and I can fight for you to get your $30,000 that you think that you're owed.
Yeah.
Again, if it's warranted and if it's within the rules.
So what are some of the things a customer can do or our viewers can do to be proactive to help try to limit the issues with flooding in their house?
There's a number of things you could do. You want to make sure your pipes aren't freezing. So you go out on vacation in the middle of winter. Don't shut your heat off and try to save $30 on your heat bill.
Right.
Because you'd come back and you've got a pool in your house.
Yep.
Making sure the grading on your house is proper, like making sure that your soil is built up against your house and you've got a grade
pitches
going away from your home.
Making drainage. Sure
drainage. Cleaning your gutters one or two times a year. If you've got trees in your yard, do it more often. Get gutter guards, making sure everything's draining properly. So that's one thing to do to prevent damage. Another thing is making sure you're properly covered.
Yeah.
Because when it rains, you've got a sump pump in your basement and that thing could back up. If the power goes out, water starts coming up. If you've got a nice basement, a lot of people don't realize you've only probably got $5,000 or $10,000 in coverage. And that's not going to be enough to dry out your basement, to put everything back, to fix it. Have your insurance agent do a review for you. Look at your policy. Make sure you've got the proper water backup coverage.
People that are watching now should get a hold of their insurance agent, have him do a review so that they can ensure themselves that they're covered.
Make sure you've got the proper water backup coverage. And
say they don't. Say they're going to need to add $50,000 additional coverage. How much would that cost? Roughly, how much would that cost them a year extra?
I know for myself, I think I pay like another $100 a year for proper coverage. Every carrier is going to be different, but it's
great for peace of mind for $100 a year. It's a peace of mind at least.
Yeah, especially if you live in an area where your soil is prone to, it's just wet and mucky.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that issue at my house, but I'm going to definitely call my insurance agent and make sure that we are covered.
Make sure I get that referral fee.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no doubt. Are there different seasons where you guys are more busy because of some issues or busy more or less?
Generally the winter time. You get a lot of pipes freezing, fire suppression systems. Pipes freezing in maybe November to February-ish. Mm-hmm. That time is really busy. This time as well, you've got April, the rains come in, you get a lot of backups. But again, this is the season where a lot of people find out they don't have proper coverage. We've gone to a lot of jobs and we go to the basement and they don't have the coverage for it. So we try to work with the customers that don't, and we're doing this to help people.
Yep.
People don't know who to call, and you need somebody on your side. So we will work with people that don't have the proper coverage. But it just makes it a lot easier for you when you don't have to pay anything and your insurance will just cover it for you.
Out of pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we talked about coverage. We talked about let's talk about the process now. So I have a flood. I get on. What do I do next?
So if you have a flood, I mean, if you know a restoration company now, you've got Easy Dry.
Yep.
Keep our number in your phone.
What's that number?
248-788-6422.
And then that number will be down in the description as well, along with a link to your website, which is what?
EZDryMI.com.
Okay.
Letter E, letter Z.
Okay.
So go to our website as well. But generally, you want to talk to somebody. And when you call, you get to talk to a professional. You're not talking to an answering service. You're not. A lot of times, you'll get connected with me, and you're talking to somebody that knows what's going on. They're not just taking down information and, oh, somebody will get back to you. Usually it's an emergency. Somebody has to be out there right away. So you're getting to the right person right away.
So even, let's talk about even before I make that call. I get home and there's a flood in my basement. What should I do?
It depends on...
Let's talk safety first and then economics. So safety wise, what should I do?
Most people won't do this anyway, but definitely don't start walking into the water. You never know if it's caused, if there's electrical power line in there or something. There was a story in Detroit last year where a plumber got electrocuted going down into a wet basement where he didn't realize there was a power line in the water and it killed him.
Wow.
So definitely don't go into the water. Get a professional. You want a plumber out there first. Mm-hmm. Plumber can get the water drained generally, get a sump pump fixed and repaired. But that's usually you need a plumber.
Yep.
If it's from a backup. If it's from, say the water's rushing out of a pipe, then in that situation you should go into the basement and just shut the water off, as long as it's not, again, it's not caused by some kind of electrical issue.
Right.
So
you're gonna trace the cause of what's happening. There are shutoffs between the main and the wherever the issue might be. If there's a shutoff between that and there, you shut that one off. So there you have water in the rest of your house. If you can't find it, you go directly to the main. So everybody go identify where your main shutoff is. And that way, if it does happen, then you can shut it off and limit the damage.
Yeah, you definitely need to know where your main shutoff is. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even think, okay, do I have one over here or here? Just go down, shut the main water off, then figure that out, and then you can turn the water back on in the house. And
Okay. And then so economically, so now we have a mess in our basement, and we want to make sure that we take all the steps properly. So we get on the phone, call Easy Dry, and then.
So yeah, and it's not just basements. I mean, it could happen in your second story bathroom, and
we have
to start up there, and it works its way down to the kitchen and down below. You call us, and generally it'll be myself that comes out and inspects the damage.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through and try to, again, assess where it came from, figure out the cause of loss, try to figure out, okay, is this something that's going to be covered for you?
Yep.
Are you going to have to come out of pocket, or can we take care of this with your insurance company for you? So we'll go through the whole thing. We'll go through the home and mark up everything that is wet. Call your insurance company after we've assessed everything. We know exactly what happened. You know exactly what to say. You don't want to say the wrong thing. Those calls are recorded. And you want to make sure that you're filing the claim properly. If you say the wrong thing, even by mistake, and then they're going to say, well, you said this is what the cause is. They'll keep pressing you on it.
Right.
It's not that it's going to be final every single time, but...
just so you know what to say, to say and what not to say.
You could cost yourself $50,000 if it was caused by the sump pump backing up, but it wasn't the real cause.
Right.
And then if it was something else, the burden of proof would be on you to figure out, okay, how can I prove it wasn't that, it was this?
Yeah. So you're in the house, you get assessed the damage, we call the insurance company, and then what happens there from there?
So from there, the insurance company is going to tell you to start mitigation generally. We'll go in and make sure that standing water is taken out, wet carpets are taken out.
And you're taking them out and you're removing it off the property?
It has to go.
Yeah.
Cut out the stuff that needs
to
be cut out.
So the homeowner doesn't have to worry about anything after you arrive. You're there and you're done and you're good.
Generally. Like if you have to, say your kitchen has to come out, the drywall behind your cabinets are wet, you need to get that covered generally with the insurance company. I mean, technically you're supposed to mitigate damage and start ripping everything out. But if they haven't said, okay, you're good, you're 100% covered, and we take your kitchen out, then, and they say they come back and a day later, 2 days, like, oh, you don't have proper coverage for this, then you're responsible for putting that back in and paying for all that. And we want to make sure that
you'll be on site, so there's not going to be that confusion. It'll be understood that this is what needs to be done. This is what has to come out. This is what you're going to report to the insurance company. They're going to give you the go ahead, and then we're going to do it. You're not just going to go in and start tearing stuff out.
It depends. We'll start the stuff that we know. Okay, this has to come out 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not going to cost you $10,000-$20,000 to replace this thing that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure that those things are done to minimize damage. And get anything major approved before we do it.
Right.
And we know a lot of the local adjusters. Mm-hmm. We've got good relationships with them. So we like to clear everything first before we go into any major demo. There's the preliminary demo, and then there's the big stuff. So.
Okay. And then so as a company that's constantly growing, the industry is growing, are you looking for help?
So we're always looking for help. I mean, mm-hmm. it's no different than every other industry. Trying to find good, skilled guys. A lot of people just want to sit behind the computer nowadays, it seems like.
Yeah. Let's say there's somebody out there that wants to get into this industry, and what portion of or what component of the process do you need somebody? Do you need somebody with like laborers? Do you need marketing guys? Do you need what?
Generally technicians.
Okay.
Again, this is it's an on-demand business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have necessarily a job every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's guys that want to be on call that are construction guys that like doing demo, always need on-call guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any companies that want to team up and help with remodels and rebuilds. If they do specialize in remodels, I'd love them to call us and we can work out a deal and get some more contractors on our side.
Because gotcha.
We work through the whole process with the clients. So mm-hmm. if they need somebody to redo their cabinets or do their floor, we have contacts, but we can always use more guys. And
mm-hmm.
We need reliable people that are good at what they're doing. We don't want to just, our name is behind it, so we don't want to send somebody in there that you're going to call me back and say.
Well, you're going to train them properly. You're going to make sure they're vetted and on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about residential projects. Do you handle commercial projects as well?
We do commercial.
Okay.
We had an apartment building last winter.
Mm-hmm.
Pipe busted on the 11th story, and we had to go room by room all the way down.
Wow.
That was a fun night. that was in Detroit. So
okay.
We do commercial buildings. We've done a number of commercial jobs. We've got the equipment for it. We've got mm-hmm. the trucks for it.
Yep.
We're ready.
Okay. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you may want to throw out there?
No, I think.
Shout out anyone. Okay, so I know I steered you away from the finishing up what the process was. So we got to the call and you showing up, and then after that, what happens and what should a customer expect?
So yeah, we started with the demo. So we'll do a preliminary demo, then we'll work with your insurance adjuster to confirm any major demo that needs to get done. If you've got furniture in the house that needs to get moved out of the way before we can finish our work, most of the time your house is full of clothes and desks and tables and chairs. There's content companies that will
family heirlooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
things that you you want to preserve.
Yeah, yeah.
There's companies that we don't do this directly yet, and it's a service that we hope to offer soon in the future, but it's content manipulation. Companies come in, we work directly with third-party companies that'll handle this for you. They'll get everything out of the house that needs to go,
mm-hmm.
allow us to do our work properly, and store it on-site or off-site, and bring it back when all the work is done. And it's another thing that the insurance company will cover. Once everything is off-site, everything is demoed, then we're back into drying everything out. Our equipment stays there for a few days, however long it takes to make sure everything is dry. We document it throughout the whole process, and we're working with your insurance company in this whole process. You're going to have questions throughout the whole process. You
mm-hmm.
can always call us throughout. You'll have my cell phone number. You can text me. We make it real easy and accessible. We're a very modern company. We're very tech-savvy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're holding your hand through this process. A lot of times this is the worst day of your life when you go to your home and or your business and there's a disaster there, and it's new to you, but it's not new to us. So we're
having
walking
someone on site that you can trust, that you can call, that understands what's actually going through the customer's head.
Exactly. And you want somebody that you can trust in your home. This is your house.
Or business.
Your house or business. And sometimes you've got to be at work, and whoever's working in your home during that time, the unexpected disaster, you want to make sure you can trust these people.
Of course.
And I think you'll attest that I'm pretty trustworthy.
Yeah, absolutely. You worked with me for many, many years and handled all the finances and the books, and you're my guy.
Appreciate it.
For sure. All right, so we usually close out, or we do close out every episode with a single question, and the question is, what does it mean to you to be Chaldean?
So what it means to be Chaldean, I love the community. My kids go to Our Lady of Refuge. There's a huge Chaldean population there. You understand everybody. People, we know each other so well, and it's an understanding that you have amongst the community, and everybody knows each other, which is a good and a bad thing. But I think mostly it's good, though. We're kind of becoming like the Jewish community a little bit, in that we're starting to support each other more.
Yeah.
And I love that. I hope we just continue on that path, and we just keep getting better and better with it.
Yeah, the community has diversified, so it's not that everyone's in the liquor store business and they're opening across the street from each other.
Right.
Now they're diversified, and all these services that people need within the community are now, we're calling on each other for those services instead of calling out on, you know, other cultures and other businesses outside of our community, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for, educating our audience. I know it's going to be very valuable for them. Don't forget to call your insurance adjuster. I'm sorry, not your insurance agent.
Yep.
And have them
review your policy.
Do
and make sure you have
policy.
Proper water backup, and keep our numbers stored. Hopefully you never need to call us.
But for sure.
Never
All right.
Cool. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, sure.